Bono is embarrassed by his voice on U2 songs, Silk Sonic has announced a Las Vegas residency, and The Weeknd has topped the Canadian album chart. It's the afternoon of Wednesday, January 19th, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Bono has admitted that he's not a big fan of his voice on certain U2 songs. I've been in the car when one of our songs has come on the radio, and I've been the color of, as we say in Dublin, scarlet, the singer said on the Awards Chatter podcast. I'm just so embarrassed. I mean, I do think U2 pushes on the boat of embarrassment quite a lot, and maybe that's the place to be as an artist, you know, right at the edge of your level of embarrassment. Bono said that he's most proud of his voice on U2's 2004 hit Vertigo, but overall, hearing himself makes himself cringe a little bit. The singer also admitted he doesn't like the band's name. I mean, I really don't, said Bono, but I was late into some sort of dyslexia and I didn't realize the Beatles was a bad pun either. We thought the implications of a letter and a number in our head was like a spy plane, like a U-boat, it was futuristic. But then as it turned out to imply this kind of acquiescence, no, I don't like the name and I still really don't like the name. You can listen to the full conversation on the podcast on iHeartRadio. Silk Sonic is sliding into Las Vegas for a residency that begins next month. It's happening, the sexiest party of the year, Bruno Mars wrote on Instagram. Anderson .Paak declared, Vegas might not ever be the same, Jack. You're invited to the hottest show in Sin City. The duo is scheduled to perform 13 an evening with Silk Sonic shows at the 5,200 capacity Dolby Live at the Park MGM between February 25th and April 2nd. Pre-sales begin Wednesday and tickets go on sale to the general public at 1 p.m. Eastern on Friday. The residency takes its name from Silk Sonic's 2021 debut album, which spawned the top 10 hits Leave the Door Open, Smoking Out the Window, and earned Grammy nominations. An evening with Silk Sonic takes place on February 25th and 26th, and March 2nd, 4th, 5th, 16th, 18th, 19th, 23rd, 25th, 31st, and April 2nd. The Weeknd had two of the five biggest albums in his native Canada last week, including the one at number one. Dawn FM debuted at the top of the Billboard Canadian Albums chart, and The Weeknd's hit collection, The Highlights, is at number 5 in its 49th week. Dawn FM is The Weeknd's fourth consecutive album to go to number 1 in Canada. His 2013 debut, Kissland, made it to number 2. The Highlights and the EP My Dear Melancholy also topped the chart. Of course, south of the border, Dawn FM finished its first week at number 2, behind DS Forever from rapper Gunna, an album that's number 2 in Canada. According to The Weeknd's label, Dawn FM also debuted at number 1 on the UK, Australia, New Zealand, Ireland, Finland, the Netherlands, Norway, Sweden, and Switzerland. Rounding out the top 5 in Canada was the Encanto soundtrack and Adele's 30, which fell from number 1 that it held for 7 weeks. The Weeknd's fellow Canadian artist Drake fell 2 spots to number 10 with Certified Lover Boy, and Justin Bieber's Justice is at number 13 in its 43rd week in the chart. Nickelback's 2013 collection, The Best of Nickelback Volume 1, re-entered the Billboard Canadian album charts last week at number 52. In the US, it returned to the chart at number 107. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all latest music news and subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcasts for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.